You know, he does have a natural knack for that, you know, but he came in here with a high pad level and narrow base. And even though you may have that mentality, if you don't have a balance about yourself, you're going to lose that one-on-one quite a bit. So that's one aspect of his game that we evaluate every single day. All those backs get evaluated. What can you get on your own? And his production continues to rise. Well, I think he needs to become a better receiver out of the backfield. You know, I think he processes some protection at times. He plays slow. He's a little slow in getting out in routes. When you have a guy like Cutler back there, the last thing you want to happen is to get your quarterback hit because you're slowly processing through your routes. So he has a lot of room for improvement in that respect. And like I said, he's working on it. It's just like running the football, anticipating defense. He's got to be able to do that in the pass game as well. It can be, no question about it, because they all have their different strengths and weaknesses. The one thing I can say, and the one thing that group understands, is this. The beauty of having a back, a committee like that, is that competition is always the major component, you know. So every day they're bringing it, you're getting the best out of them for the most part every single day. They all know this, though, with whoever gets the hot foot, and I'm able to see that very early in the course of the game, you stay hot. You keep in the game. You stay in the game for the most part. You know, I don't take you out when you're hot. I don't do that for the sake of putting another back in. You know, but Jordan's not a complete guy right now. There are some weaknesses that, you know, maybe Jeremy's strength, you know, and I don't have the crystal ball, you know, that what Dow's going to call next. So it does become difficult in those moments.